30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Redding Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Well, sucks to be you. You just stumbled into the Weekend with Michael Brown, but, you know, I'm kind of glad that you did. Here are the rules of engagement for this program. They're pretty simple. First is you can always text me, even if you're podcast, live, delayed, tape, whatever, even if you're not listening to me. Something comes across your mind, you want to tell me anything, you want to ask me anything, this is the number you use on your message app, 33103. Just start the message with the word Mike or Michael, and then tell me anything or ask me anything. Then I want you to go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. There you'll find a tab that says how to listen that lists all the affiliates everywhere, when they play the program, when they repeat the program, everything you need to know on that tab. You can also find the social media icons. I would appreciate you following me on Twitter, X, Facebook, and Instagram. Just click those and then click the follow button and boom, you'll get all of my tweets. You can join the little private group we have on Facebook, and Instagram is just purely personal. So you want to just see a little bit of my personal life, you can find that on Instagram at Michael D. Brown. Then, last but not least, please subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, you search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Then you hit the subscribe button and boom, your podcast app will download all 5 days of the weekend of the weekday program and the 3 hours of the weekend program. So you get 23 hours of me. 23 and me is what you get. That's probably a trademark violation. 23 and me. Chicago. Chicago. Ah, what a place, right? Chicago's the only place where this fascinates me about Democrats. So you had Mayor Lori Lightfoot. She was, in my opinion, a Marxist Democrat. But then maybe that's redundant. I don't know. Well, no, I do know. It is redundant in 99.9% of all the cases. So Democrats in Chicago, in Cook County, Illinois, of all places, get tired of all of the defund the cop movement. They get tired of Black Lives Matter movement. They get tired of Lori Lightfoot. And they throw her out of office. Now, if you're tired of all of those programs, and if you're tired of all of those groups, you would think then that you would elect a mayor that is to the right of, I'm not even saying conservative, but I'm saying to the right of Lori Lightfoot. No. They elect the guy that's to the left of Lori Lightfoot, that's even worse than she is. And I'm thinking, okay, well, it's Chicago, so I shouldn't be surprised. But something's happened recently in Chicago that I find hilarious. And it shows just how, you know, when you shine the light on something, you know, you shine the light, I hope you don't have cockroaches, but you shine the light in a room with cockroaches, and they all run and scurry, and they disappear. Illegal aliens have been relocated from Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Now, what? Oh, and also Midway Airport. Why? First, what were they doing there in the first place? I know that you and I as taxpayers, I shouldn't laugh about this, but you and I as taxpayers are paying for the airline tickets for these yahoos to be flown from, you know, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California to wherever. And apparently Chicago and Midway, or I mean O'Hare and Midway, are two of the airports they're flying them to. What a Senate Commerce Committee was doing an investigation into how federal money's being spent at those two airports. Huh. So a Senate committee investigation. It was led by Texas Senator Ted Cruz. They were launching an inquiry into illegal alien housing at the airports back at the end of January. So the displacement of these illegal aliens reportedly occurred very quietly a week after Mayor Brandon Johnson, the mayor that replaced Lori Lightfoot, got a letter from the committee. But Johnson's office, the mayor's office, nor the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, neither of them responded to inquiries regarding the illegal aliens' new location. A committee spokesperson, Melissa Braid, accused Mayor Johnson of withholding information about the illegal immigration situation at Chicago airports, and that he was withholding information that was important to how taxpayer money was being spent. Now, I haven't flown into O'Hare or Midway in several years. In fact, quite frankly, I haven't flown into many domestic airports in several years. I've been kind of been homebound. Apparently, according to many reports that I found on the Chicago Sun-Times website and others, the floors of the airport were apparently just littered with illegal aliens and was actually causing difficulties of passengers to not only to get from terminal to terminal, but to even get through security. Now, this boggles my mind. So moves to then host illegal aliens in local police stations resulted in some of them having to shut down because they were, spreading diseases such as scabies. I want to emphasize, I'm not opposed to immigration. I just want it to be vetted, proper, streamlined, and that we do it in a way that is in accordance with existing federal law. Do you know that border sheriffs are reporting that they are encountering these illegal aliens with other diseases, tuberculosis, scabies, COVID, hepatitis A and B, gonorrhea, syphilis, mumps, chickenpox, dung fever, and they're actually having outbreaks at airports. I mean, I know everybody's always worried. You know, the big story, speaking of Chicago, the big story this weekend, United Airlines. So United Airlines, I don't remember which airports where I know that one was in Houston. I just don't remember where the other two were. But United lost a wheel on takeoff. They had a near miss on the ground at an airport. And then they had a plane miss the runway. As they were taxiing either to or from the gate, they missed and they got stuck in the mud somewhere. Gee, those DEI hires at the airports don't seem to be doing very well. So now passengers are worried about, obviously, you know, Boeing, you know, doors flying off, wheels coming off. And now you have to worry about, sweetheart, before we go to the airport, have we gotten our TB shots? Are we up on our scabies vaccine? How about our COVID vaccines? By the way, got our hepatitis shots for both A and B and, gonorrhea. Now, I know, gonorrhea. We know how it spread. Mumps, chicken pox, dung fever. We are. I shouldn't laugh. But I talk about this country turning into a third world. It sounds like we're a third world already. Good grief. Are we really that bad that you have to have your TB shots before you go to the airport? That'll be the next thing as you go through TSA. Not only may we see your papers, please, but may we see your vaccination records, please? That'll be next. We have absolutely lost our minds in this country. So we begin with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. And don't forget, you can always text me. Just text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Get to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Subscribe to the podcast. I'll be right back.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code AUDIO. Use code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Experience for the first time Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I want to go back to, I just want to spend this segment talking about something that Damien and I were talking about off air. You know, as the, and I'm not saying any of this to boast. I'm saying it to give you some perspective. As the Undersecretary of Homeland Security during the Bush administration, I worked up close and personal with people that I am shocked are still in the United States Congress, and they're still in the United States Senate. And part of my job as the undersecretary was to represent the Bush administration on Capitol Hill. So oftentimes I would go up there, obviously, for hearings. There was always, it seems like every week, there were several hearings I had to go testify at. If it wasn't a hearing, it was the individual members of Congress wanted to have a meeting with the undersecretary because they had some pet project, or they wanted to know, hey, tell us, you know, what's really going on about this project or that project, or what are you guys doing over there? And so there would be these background briefings, and we would do this. And of course, after 9/11, it was just a constant barrage of briefings, with members of the House and the Senate. Or then there would be a disaster somewhere. And I want you to think about a disaster in your state. A disaster in your state, wherever you are, always involved the governor, always involved at least one member of Congress, and always involved two U.S. senators. Now, on top of that, it involved, you know, might involve, depending on if it's an urban or rural area, it might involve, you know, county commissioners. It might involve city councilmen. It might involve, you know, the local emergency manager. Might, you know, so it's, there's all of these political people that a disaster involves. And, of course, then I would have to deal with all of them because they all wanted a piece of me. And they all wanted a piece of the administration. Or if the president was coming, they wanted a piece of the president. And it was just, so when the State of the Union occurs, as I said earlier, then I had to deal with the designated survivor. I had to deal with the coordination between the Secret Service and the U.S. Capitol Police. I had to deal with, you know, the FAA because we would put, you know, temporary flight rules over the Capitol area so that, you know, no planes would be flying near the Capitol. It was just this complete, enormous, day in and day out, dealing with these people. As I watched from afar, as I have now for many years, as I watched all of them mill about like little ants, all moving around in like a little fraternity, because it is a fraternity, and they're all moving around and they're talking and they're smiling. And I remember, you know, as I flip through Fox News or CNN or MSNBC or even the networks, they would talk about, oh, there's so-and-so, and they're talking to so-and-so. And I just found it, I found it icky. I found it slimy. I even turned to my wife at one point and said, you know what? In fact, I did. I went to bed because I have to get up so early every morning for the weekday show. I said, I'm going to go to bed, and I'm just going to listen to the Republican rebuttal. And so I did put an AirPod in one ear and turned on my Sirius XM app. And I listened to that as I dove off to sleep. I told my local audience, having been away from it for a while, as I watched it, I felt slimy, felt dirty. I felt as if I was watching some sort of, do you remember in Animal House, you had Animal House, you had that fraternity, and then you had everybody over here, you know, the really cool kids that, you know, wore the sweaters and the girls that wore the skirts. I mean, you'd have to go watch if you've not watched Animal House, you are culturally deprived and you must go watch it. But Capitol Hill, D.C., is a giant fraternity. And I want to tell you something. I know you're going to laugh at me when I say this. And it's not every single one of them. There are a few, as there are in any group, there's always 10%. So let's say there's 10% that's not like this. They don't care about you. They don't. They care about power. They care about staying in office. They care about what they can get out of it for themselves. And that's where the country is eventually going to die. It's because it takes people that run for office that are able to withstand all of the pomp and circumstance, all of the perks of being a congressman or a senator. It's heady. It's amazing. Even as the undersecretary, I've often said that when I look back on it, I understand why it's such an opiate, why it's such a drug, because it's amazing, you know, when you have your own driver and your own security detail, when you're flying on Air Force One, when you're flying on Marine One, when you have unfettered access to the White House and the West Wing, when you have all of these things, it becomes absolutely, it is a drug. And that's why most people don't leave D.C. Once they get sucked into that vortex, they stay there. And they stay there for their entire lives. How many congressmen do you know that once they left office, I think it's happening more often now than it did in the past, but how many of them move out of D.C.? No, they stay and they become lobbyists. They open a consulting firm. Again, wait a minute. You really didn't care about the people back in your district or back in your state? Now, some of them come back because they're so addicted to government power that they leave, like our governor. Our governor started out as a member of the State Board of Education and then became a member of Congress and then used that to become governor. And, of course, now our governor wants to someday be president. It's a drug. It's heroin. It's meth. It's fentanyl. They're addicted to it. And so as I watch it, I just think, ugh, ugh. You really ought to pay attention to who you vote for. You really ought to get involved at the local level, at the state level, whether it's for a dog catcher, whether it's for governor, whether it's for a congressman or senator, because you can make a difference. The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Another 2008 financial crisis looming? This is Kevin DeMeritt for Lear Capital. Just listen to the news. Numbers don't lie. Personal debt is at record highs. Corporate bankruptcies are soaring. Just the interest on our debt will hit $1 trillion this year. Then you have central banks buying record amounts of gold to protect their own assets. They see what's coming and it's a no-brainer. Maybe it's time for you to do the same. Move some of your paper assets into gold because they can't print more gold. It's easy to buy, easy to sell, and it's never been worth zero.
Folks, Kevin DeMeritt has been spot on about the economy and gold. Call Lear Capital today at 1-800-927-2400 for your free gold investor kit and their 2024 special report, Rising Debt, Rising Gold. Tell them Kevin sent you and you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 1-800-927-2400, 1-800-927-2400.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Please apply now.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I'm so glad to have you with me. I really do appreciate it. I'm just laughing because, and again, I think maybe I'm going to figure out a way to get Damien on air more often, because Damien and I were just laughing about, you know, that last segment was because of something that Damien said to me, and it reminded me of what I told my local audience on Friday after having listened to the State of the Union address. And then I thought, you know, damn it, I want to say it to this audience, too, because I've got such a larger audience, you know. And by the way, I want to say something else. My brain, the squirrels in my brain right now are all fighting each other. If you like what you hear on the weekend, can I ask you to listen to me during the week? And I know many of you have done that. but I've not asked you in a while to do that. I'm on air 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time, Monday through Friday. You can find me on the iHeart app. You can listen to me through the iHeart anywhere, or you can listen directly from the station here in Denver. It's 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday on 630 KHOW. 630 KHOW. So however you want to listen, I would just appreciate you listening to me during the week also. And obviously you can do the podcast. If you like podcasts, you can get the weekday podcast. And that is The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast app. I was laughing because that last segment was because of a conversation that Damien and I had off air. And then I talked about, you know, we got to this place where we are in the country right now over decades. And absent some big event, an intervening financial collapse, or, you know, something tips war in Eastern Europe, and then the Iranians make their move, and then the Chinese decide to make their move, and then boom, suddenly you have an Archduke Ferdinand moment, and we're in World War III. I mean, so that's going to change things, obviously. But if you want to unwind what's happened over decades, it's going to take, maybe it won't take decades to unwind it and get us back to a position where we really do believe in Dr. King's that, you know, we're going to judge people by their character, not by the color of their skin. That's going to take a while. That's a journey we'll always be on, I believe. But if we want to get back to the basics of the constitutional principles that, you know, founded this country, that's going to take a while. And I think we're on the wrong path. And I do believe that many people believe we're on the wrong path. But I sincerely believe, because I've been at the pinnacle of power in this country, that it can be changed, but it doesn't have to start at the top. And that's the point I want to drive home. It starts with your involvement in your local school. You don't have to have kids in your local school to be involved. Go read your local school board minutes. Find out what they're talking about. Find out where they're spending the money. Find out how many administrators do they have on a per pupil basis. You'll probably be shocked to find out, my God, I'm spending, you know, I told you at the very beginning of this program, I got a triple whammy this week. I got my property tax bill, I got my car insurance bill, and I got my homeowner's insurance bill. You don't think that I pay attention to where my property taxes go? And that I don't fire off emails and stuff to school board members or county commissioners to find out what the hell is this project? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? I do. You can too. But it's not just the political aspect, it's the social aspect. You involved in a church or a synagogue? You involved in a mosque? You involved you involved in your kid's school? There may be a small, again, run for dog catcher. It doesn't have to start at the top. You don't have to be a congressman. You don't have to be a senator. And I explained, you know, I had a meeting with my boss here in the Denver market, and they were going to D.C. about an issue they were lobbying. And she described it to me. I just bluntly said, you're doing it completely the wrong way. You're going to D.C. and you're going to sit down in front of a Colorado U.S. senator, and you're going to say, we want XYZ. When you already know that congressman opposes what you want, why instead are you not sitting down with that U.S. senator and saying, we want to know why you're opposed to our idea? And then just shut up and get somebody in that meeting, either the senator himself or a member of the senator's staff, is going to start telling you why they object to what you're trying to accomplish. And then you can, this is basic sales, this is salesman 101. Then once you understand what their objection is, now you can address their objection. You may not be able to persuade them, but at least now you know where they're coming from so you can sell your position. And the other thing, that got us off onto just my basic understanding of how this works. And I want to share that with you. And I know that many of you right now who have listened to me say this before are going to click off. Well, maybe you ought to listen. When I tell you that they don't care about you, do you know why they don't care about you? Because they never hear from you. You know, if everybody who believes as we do about a particular issue started hammering those yahoos in D.C. or in your governor's office or in your state legislators' offices, if everyone who listens to me and listens to every conservative talk show host all around the country started ringing the phones off, started inundating them with emails, started inundating them with handwritten letters, started inundating them with office visits, polite, professional office visits. And by emails, I mean short, sweet, succinct, to the point emails. Because you know why? You may get a standard response, but don't be turned off by that standard response. It's the same thing that I tell you about text messages. I read every single one of them, but I can't and don't reply to every single one of them. Oh, I could, under our text program, I could set up a standard response. In fact, you do get some response that says, thank you for your message, standard, message rates apply or something. But I could personalize that and say, thank you for your, Michael appreciates your text message. But I don't do that. But I do read them. And I do keep them categorized by subject, usually by area code, so that I can go back and do word searches about what are people telling me about. You don't think congressmen do the same thing and senators do the same thing? They track everything. How many people call? They'll have staff meetings. How many people back home are calling about this? How many people back home are emailing about this? And what are they saying about it? And you know what? The left is so well organized that they get thousands and thousands. I don't know why we don't do it. You can make a difference. I promise you can. You're not going to see the change tomorrow. You may not even see it next week or next year. But over time, this can be unwound. There may be something that causes it to happen faster rather than slower. And I freely acknowledge, and in fact, sometimes I will tell you, in my most honest moments, I kind of wish that would happen sometimes. But whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And we're going to just work our way through it. But it can change. And we have an election coming up. And you may not like the choices. Many people don't. In fact, polls tell us that most people don't like the choices we have. But I accept the choices we have. It is what it is. So now I've got that coalition over here that is actually in opposition to almost everything that I believe in versus a coalition over here that pretty much represents most of the things that I do believe in. But why is that coalition over here not getting things done? Because we're not actively trying to grow that coalition. We're too busy fighting among ourselves. We're bitching among ourselves all the time. And I know that's just part of the process. But gang, we're getting to the point where we're going to have to somehow coalesce and realize that if we don't get off this highway that we're on right now, we will look like the United Kingdom. We will look like France. And over time, This republic, like many republics in the past, will die. And I don't want that. And I don't think you want that. So whatever your sphere of influence is, whatever your ability is, you've got to exercise that. I could stand on this soapbox for hours and hours. And the only thing that I would remind you of, unless you've been in my shoes, unless you've been at those levels of government that I've been in, don't tell me it doesn't make a difference. Because I know, because I've seen it. Go subscribe to that podcast. Send me a text message. Follow me on social media. You might find my Twitter tirades occasionally entertaining.
Success. It's discipline, it's teamwork, it's the drive and confidence and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. It's what Stifel has been doing for over 130 years. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management and investment banking firms in the industry. Stifel, where success meets success. Find a financial advisor at stifel.com. Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friends and co-hosts Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show,
Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So I want to make three quick points in this last segment before we leave. And the first is, I never want to leave The Weekend program without telling all of you how much I appreciate you tuning in. I sincerely do. And I hope you'll tell your friends and family about the program, and let's keep building this audience here on The Weekend. And again, if you'd like to hear more of me during the week, 6 to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, on a station out of Denver, 630 KHOW, which you can find on the iHeart app, or you can listen to it online, however you'd like to. But, and don't forget, always text me, but 33103, use the word Mike. Subscribe to the podcast. You know the drill. But I do want to say sincerely how much I appreciate you listening. That's the first thing. The second thing I want to say is this. With regard to what I was talking about, contacting members of city council, school boards, congressional members, senators, whatever, got a text message from here in a Colorado area called Gubernator 7105 writes, Mike, regarding the contact of a congressperson, does it really matter for an extreme minority side to contact their senator or congressman? Here in Colorado, we are just simply one party. They will just look at my email and throw it in the trash. And I responded and said something to this effect. No. Even more important in a state like Colorado, where we are decidedly a blue state. Because here's the deal, man, as Biden would say. They track every single email. It doesn't make any difference who it comes from. They don't ignore it. They may ignore your particular email. They don't ignore the subject matter, and they don't ignore the position that you're taking on that subject matter. That gets tracked because even though they don't care about you, they're afraid of you. They are afraid of you. They're afraid that, oh, what if they wake up? What if they build a large majority? What if people, just like they're afraid right now, you don't think that the Biden campaign is scared feciless about the immigration issue? Why do you think Joe Biden ran to Texas? What was that, last week before? They're panic-stricken. Because people are beginning to get fed up. They're beginning to see the poll numbers. So, yes, it does matter when you contact them. And then I think the last point that I want to make is a fairly broad point. All of these issues that we discuss on this program, and I discuss on the weekday program, are all issues that took a long time to get to where we are. Damie and I were kind of bitching at each other during the break about, you just take illegal immigration, for example. This goes back to Ronald Reagan. This goes back to 1986. And both sides just keep using it as a political baseball bat on each other's heads. And as I said, it's because, well, Chamber of Commerce Republicans want the low-wage workers, and the Democrats want the low-wage workers because they think they can turn them into voters. You see how intertwined it is? That's why I freely and openly criticize Republicans when I think they deserve it. And Democrats almost always deserve it. Now, occasionally, there are a few that don't. But generally speaking, yeah, they always do. So There are what seem to be intractable problems that eventually, through a combination of Americans getting fed up, and then you never know what's going to happen. Now, I don't know whether or not the Lake and Riley murder will be enough of a tipping point that we will see, and of course it depends on the outcome of the presidential election. It depends on the outcome of the November 5th general election for members of Congress. But I will tell you this for certain, that illegal immigration has suddenly on Capitol Hill become an issue that Democrats and Republicans both alike are struggling and frantically trying to figure out how do they navigate it. The family of Lincoln Riley understands that their daughter's death has created this tipping point. That's why they don't say a word. They don't complain or think that their daughter's death is being politicized. They understand precisely why her death happened. And they want to see that the proximate cause of her death is dealt with. And that is criminal illegal aliens coming into this country. And now we have an opportunity to make certain that those on both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats alike, recognize that we're fed up. That scares them. Now, they also know, as we tend to do, we get really pumped up about something. And then we kind of, the air goes out of the balloon. We can't let that happen. I'm certainly not going to let it happen as long as I have a voice and as long as I have a microphone. Again, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, you can text me anytime. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Have a great weekend.
Is another 2008 financial crisis looming? This is Kevin DeMeritt for Lear Capital. Just listen to the news. Numbers don't lie. Personal debt is at record highs. Corporate bankruptcies are soaring. Just the interest on our debt will hit $1 trillion this year. Then you have central banks buying record amounts of gold to protect their own assets. They see what's coming and it's a no-brainer. Maybe it's time for you to do the same. Move some of your paper assets into gold because they can't print more gold. It's easy to buy, easy to sell, and it's never been worth zero.
Folks, Kevin DeMeritt has been spot on about the economy and gold. Call Lear Capital today at 1-800-927-2400 for your free gold investor kit and their 2024 special report, Rising Debt, Rising Gold. Tell them Kevin sent you and you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 1-800-927-2400, 1-800-927-2400.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Five Women Wearing the Same Dress, written by Alan Ball, directed by Erin Haney Stewart. Five Women Wearing the Same Dress is a comedic exploration of love and friendship as five diverse bridesmaids find solace in a bedroom during a wedding reception, revealing the complexities of their relationships. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store reading and at the door. Five Women Wearing the Same Dress, March 8th through 24th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.